the IPCC reports leave no room for doubt. Global warming is a fact. And human activity, including the burning of fossil fuels, industrial emissions, and deforestation, are the main cause of climate change and its most dangerous side effects.
A short documentary film from the National Geographic is talking about climate change. That's also been a topic of discussion lately in Florida. Back when he was first running for office, Governor Rick Scott said he wasn't convinced there's any, quote, man-made climate change. Now, years later, and running for a second term, Scott's latest answer can be heard here, speaking to a Miami Herald reporter in May.
Climate change, because now you're not saying, look, I doubt the science. Now you're saying, look, I'm not a scientist. Am I right in guessing it?
Well, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you what we've accomplished. We put a lot of effort in making sure that we take care of our natural treasures, the Everglades, making sure water flows south, any flooding around our coast. So we're doing the right things.
Thank you.
So do you believe in climate change?
Thank you.
Do you believe in the human influence of climate change?
Scott says he also wants to make Florida's environment a place everyone can enjoy. And now 10 scientists say they want to help explain what's at stake for Florida to Scott. Florida State University oceanography professor Jeff Chanton is among the scientists asking to speak to Scott on the issue of climate change and hand-delivered a letter to Scott's office on July 15th. A day later, after receiving national attention, Scott said his administration would be happy to meet with the scientists.
I don't know what that exactly means. In a sense, I've already met with his administration when I delivered the letter. I hope that he will meet with us himself, though.
So why should the governor, let alone the average person, care about climate change? Chanton says this is not a save the earth scenario. It's more like a save the human race situation. And he says Florida is very vulnerable to extreme weather caused by climate change.
And if we unleash climate and make it more unstable, we're going to have a harder time maintaining ourselves. And we saw that this winter, you know, just the bad winter of the year 2014 disrupted our economic activity. Okay? So what would a really bad climate do to us? It would be painful, and we want to avoid pain, right?
So he recommends Scott work with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to put into effect new rules reducing carbon emissions from power plants.
And that would be a good first step. We have to start going down the road of doing something about it. There is some movement at the county level, particularly in South Florida, to plan for sea level rise and climate change. But at the state level, nothing is being done.
And he says the governor could also shift the state to more solar power.
You know, Germany has the highest use of solar power and the highest solar power generation rate of any place in the world. Yet, they don't call Germany the Sunshine State. We're the Sunshine State. And therefore, there need to be incentives for people to put solar panels up on their roofs and feed electricity into the grid. That would be a really good step for us. That would reduce fossil fuel pollution, and it would reduce the effect of climate change right away.
Meanwhile, Scott's likely challenger, Republican-turned-Democrat Charlie Crist, has already taken a position on climate change. In fact, that position was forming during his time as Florida's Republican governor. Here he is talking about climate change at an annual Florida summit on global climate change in 2007 and his effort to push for clean energy initiatives.
Together, we can develop the best practices. Together, we can face this head on. And together, we will make a difference. And I know it to be so. Scientists say that climate change could endanger Florida's agricultural industry, cause violent weather patterns, and jeopardize also our water supply. These are things that we must address.
Chanton says if Scott does jump on the climate change bandwagon, he could actually steal votes from Crist if they face off against each other in the November election. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.